you're from the UK and you're interested in moving to Ireland and buying property here, the good news is there's no difficulty. There's no great impediment for a UK citizen to move to Ireland and buy property here and live here and work here. The relationship between the UK and Ireland, because of the historical situation, the historical relationship between Great Britain and Ireland, is such that there's a common travel area between the two jurisdictions, and there's a very close, very special, unique relationship between the UK and Ireland. That means that a UK citizen can move here and without the need for a visa, can work here without the need for an employment permit, can live here without the need for a residence card, and can buy a property here without any great difficulty. I've helped many people buy cottages, typically fixer-uppers. People from the UK coming here, buying in places like Donegal, Leitrim, Cavan, Sligo, Mayo, Roscommon, Longford. Those places I have acted for people coming from the UK. They have typically bought fixer-upper cottages needing a good bit of work on maybe a quarter of an acre, half an acre, maybe even an acre, depending. The prices I've seen, 75 grand up to 150 grand. And obviously the amount of work required for each property will depend very much, you know, on the unique property itself and obviously the price you're paying and so on. But from a legal perspective, there's no difficulty with a UK citizen moving to Ireland and buying property here. All you need to do is get a PPS number to pay the stamp duty at the end of the transaction or when the transaction has been complete. And there's no difficulty doing that, getting that. We can help you with that as well. We've done that for many people from the UK coming to live in Ireland. And as I say, typically they'd be buying properties for something between 75 grand maybe and 150 grand. And the type of person coming, the profile seems to be people who are selling their property in the UK with a view to moving here and living in their place in Ireland mortgage free. So they've no mortgage, they're going to fix it up, they're going to get a bit of value, they think, fix it up and live mortgage free. And sometimes they're working from home, sometimes they've some sort of an online income, and sometimes they may get part-time jobs or whatever, but typically they are coming here to live, I suppose, a different life. And the whole Brexit situation, the UK has forced or persuaded many UK citizens to come here. So that is the situation. As I say, no difficulty coming here to Ireland, and we've helped, in our firm, we've helped many, many British citizens come here and buy properties for relatively good value. But obviously you need to know what you're doing in terms of fixing them up, and you need to be handy enough if you're taking on a project that's going to bring something to life again. The Irish government have a scheme administered through the various local authorities, through the county councils, whereby there are grants available for derelict and vacant cottages. I think the top grant is up to 70 grand or 75 grand. That may be for island stuff, island properties. But I think the ordinary fixer-upper cottage, you can get up to 50 grand of a grant from the local authority. You will have to spend the money up front initially, but you will be able to get the money back provided you go through the steps with the local authority and get approval and so on. So that's something to bear in mind as well. Do your own inquiring and due diligence before you come here and get too carried away. But it is a straightforward situation, and as I say, because of the historical links between United Kingdom and Ireland, there is very, very little friction for a UK citizen coming here to buy property, live here, retire, or whatever. And as I say, we've helped many, many Brits come here and buy those types of cottages and start a new life, essentially, in Ireland. My old lawnmower, she's acting up. It's only going so far, and then it's cutting out. But when I give it a rest, it gets going again. It's probably a bit like myself. I'm getting to a stage now where I need a rest from time to time, and then I get going again and get a head of steam up again. Anyway, in relation to buying property in Ireland, you may have been in Ireland before, you probably have been, especially if you're considering buying property here. But if you haven't, I went for a cycle this morning and I videoed some of it with my GoPro, and it's a particularly nice morning because, well, it was just a nice morning. It was a nice bit of sun out, and it's the day after Paddy's Day, so it's a public holiday here. It's dull now and it's grey, but this morning I went for a cycle. I went up to Milerstown Hill, down to the sweep of Carberry, into Kilchin Row, Johnstown Bridge, Enfield, and I came home by the canal. So that's the footage I'm going to show in this video someplace. I hope you enjoy it. I enjoy making the money also.
Thank you. Thank you.